Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, having good things to say to his people who love him, because they carry out his word, they hear him out, and they obey him. We can live in spirit and in truth as we do the will of God, as we're willing and obedient, receiving God's word. We can live truly in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. And there's a knowledge that comes with living in spirit and in truth. Our relationship with the Lord develops better and properly as we live with the right intentions, which is with in spirit and in truth. It really doesn't matter what you know, what you don't know yet. What matters more than knowledge is the intent of our hearts. If we can serve God in spirit and in truth, there's nothing we can't learn from him. It's just one question away. All knowledge is one question away. Any part of knowledge you want, if you can ask for it, you can know it. That's the wonderful thing about faith. The Lord didn't tie us down. He didn't limit us. Cold religion has restricted mankind, not God. In God's house, there are no restrictions. The only restrictions are the ones you limit yourself. And we learn that those kind of limitations from organized religion, which is sometimes been hindered or infiltrated by Satan. Now, I'm not picking on organized religion, but there are good people in every facet of Christianity. And there are people that will love God in every religion. They've just been taught wrong. They've been deceived and bluffed into believing lies. But the Lord knows how to save those who can be his. Jesus said, I have sheep that are not of this fold. In other words, Gentile nations, and they believe all kind of things. But when the gospel spread out, every nation had Christians in it. And there are nations that used to be Christian nations. And they always had Christian people, because the gospel of Jesus Christ is survivable. It survived the dark ages. When very cold religion took root and got in, and it worked together with the kings of Europe. And they used religion, even Christianity, to try to control people. And you can't do that when the living God is watching. There are tares among the wheat. Tares are people who side with Satan. That's all they are, Satan's children. They do whatever he say do. They love this world. And Satan has roots in them. And they side with the darkness of this world over God, over the light of God's word. That's all the tare is. Jesus said the tares are the children of the wicked one. They do what he do. And don't be so surprised. Just because a person got saved, that doesn't mean that they stay saved. Because Jesus said, if you alter my word, your name will be blotted out of the book of life. If your name can be written, it can also be blotted out. In 2 Peter 2 and Jude, they talk about angels that went rogue and followed after Satan. So what's the difference of a man, even though he was born again, he can do the same thing if he wants to. Anybody can opt out if that's what they want. All they got to do is start doing the work, loving the world, and it will work against their love for God. So what has happened is tares were sown among the wheat. And tares always want worldly things. And they believe They believe things according to this world. They believe science. You know, the scientists used to try to say there's no evidence of God. And they have their own structure, their own religion, basically. Because when you include God, whether positively or negatively, it qualifies as a religion. It's a train of thought. It's a way of thinking. So if you're an atheist, you become that's your religion. If you don't believe anything, that's your religion. That's your trust. That's your way of thinking. But those who love the light of God's word, they believe on Jesus. They always come out of darkness. I don't care what form of darkness the enemy presented them with. Eventually, when the light is shown, they'll see it for what it is and they'll walk out. Even people that are halfway in and halfway out, some people they don't request to learn to get their answers. They'll go along with things unless the light shows up. Now in this day, there are many people in that condition. They're not going to change their route unless they see greater light. And they're not going to see greater light at this point unless the people of God start following him. If more people will follow God, more people will see the light for what it is. And they'll leave their darkness. They'll get off that dark trail, that broad road, and get on the narrow path. And they'll believe on Jesus. And they will live forever, infinitely. everlastingly. They will never die. So this is conditional. This is where the fight is. We got to get the knowledge of God to the people, and we can't do it. The only way we can't of ourselves, and we can't of organizations. We're going to have to do this by the Spirit of God. This last group that we're trying to get out of here, it has to be by the Holy Spirit. Obedience to the Holy Spirit is the only way they'll come out. The time is so close. And it's going to have to be a quick work, a short work, an anointed work that's greater than in the past. And the only way it can happen is if people start following God now, doing what God put on their heart. Stop being contrary. When the Lord says something, they look over at cold religion or traditions or the opinions of others. And then they water down what God said. Or they fail to do the instructions of God. But if you do, it's going to work. And if you don't, it can't. And the Lord don't hijack your will. This move of God is going to be, it'll work, but you got to be willing. And if you're not willing, it's not going to work in your life. And there'll be people that you love and know that may not be reached. See, everybody has their own audience. There are people that see you every day and how you conduct yourself, the way you live, the way you govern, your advice, your persuasion. Everybody's got persuasion, good and bad. But the Holy Spirit can transform things in time so people can see enough light so they can live. A lot of times people make the mistake of saying, well, I want to do a great work. I want to do a great and be known for doing a great missionary work. Well, you got to follow God to do that. But most of the time, the people that God mightily use you to reach are right around you, within your reach and grasp. If you can win them, you can win anybody. It's easy to walk into a town and preach a word, nobody knows you, and people get saved. But the people who are around you, they see your everyday life. If you can win them, that's better. And that takes the move of the Holy Spirit. Now, things have not, people have traditionalized God's word. And that's not good. God is too good. He loves us and he cares about us in every way there is. And he's going to help us go forward. But the reason COVID, you know, I've talked about this before, but the things of the traditions have root. Because people tried to, they did it the way that they thought was best. They continually did things the way that they thought it was best. And so the enemy has a lot of wiggle room. He can work and he can do his mischief and nobody catches it. But as we go forward in the Lord, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And he strengthens us with his strength, which is great strength. And he blesses us in every way of life. If we take him at his word, there's nothing we cannot do. But if we fail, it's not the same. Now, in the church world, because there are saints, there are in the church, with the church, there are tares. Tares are, they go to church. They go to the same places that God's people go. So you have tares and you have wheat. Now, the enemy tries to keep cold religion just lukewarm enough to go without notice. Everything sounds good. It sounds good on paper. It sounds organized. It even sounds wise. But, and when people don't know what the Holy Spirit has to say, when they don't know him, when they don't know how to govern like he does, when they don't know the word that he would reveal to them, then they become easy prey to stay in the same condition or even grow hardened in their heart and do even worse than their predecessors. So the enemy understands these things. He wants things to be just enough to keep things down. But the Holy Spirit will give us the advantage. He'll give us all the revelation we need to overcome all those evil deeds of Satan, the deception of man, the traditions of men, and the traditions of religion that we accept. I've had to make many adjustments as I began to follow God from 1990. And as I ministered the word of God, I started preaching in 87. Because I didn't know what to do and how to be a minister, I just preached what God gave me. And I learned from how the Holy Spirit ministered to others through me. I knew what he was saying to others because he was using me as a vessel. And sometimes I would watch other preachers, they would preach things. You know, I went to a holiness church, which is a wonderful church. But they taught some things that turned out not to be true. One was the dress code of women. They couldn't wear pants, they couldn't wear makeups and jewelry and all that stuff. And then the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. If you don't speak in tongues, you're not saved. They would say stuff like that. Now I come from a Methodist background. And the first time I preached at my dad's church, I said, I'm going to watch and see what kind of message God give me. And I'm going to see how God handled things. Because they believe a little different than the holiness people. And in my message, I realized that people have missed the point in some ways. He spoke to his people, the Methodist people, as if they were his. And I noticed it. So I had to, you know, saying that people were not saved because they didn't speak in tongues, I changed. And I looked a little deeper in the Word. If you go along, if you keep going along with something, you continue a deception. See, we have the Holy Spirit within and the Holy Spirit upon. And even though we once believed, when we once spoke in tongues, we're supposed to be filled with the Holy Spirit continually. Not just pray and speak in tongues once. We can do that all the time. We're just yielding to the Holy Spirit, is all we're doing. The gift is given to them as well. Or he said, to every believer, this gift is given. As many as the Lord our God will call. And then in the scriptures, they believed on Jesus. When Philip preached, they believed on Jesus, but they didn't receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit till Peter and them came. Peter and the other apostles came. That's just something that happened. They could have received it when Philip was there. There are distinctions of truth in the Word of God. You can see it. You have to stick with the Word. And somewhere, people got off track. And they didn't know these things. And the way they present it, it looks true. Every time people preach something, it can look true. But it can be defined by the truth of God's Word. And it can be exposed for being true or false. If it's wrong, it'll be exposed for being false or a deviation. Now, the people who did this, they weren't trying to be mean, sinister, or evil. But they were taught and they believed the people that they were taught. And the Lord has to work with people who believe wrong. He loves them just like He loves the people who understand. And then I said, I'm going to see if the Lord ever give me a dress code message. And He never did. And I would have preached it. If God gave it to me, He never, ever gave me a dress code message and told me, and saying that women can't wear pants and makeup and jewelry. All those, that's just flesh. That's what that's the mind of man. These are just examples. There are many others. And in Methodist and Baptist churches, Episcopalian, some of them, they believe that speaking in tongues stopped when the apostles died. There's no scripture for it. They believe here, some of them, they teach in the seminaries that healing stopped when God stopped healing people like He did in Jesus' day when the apostles died. There's no scriptures for that. But when people get sick enough, they pray and the Lord honor their faith. So our God still heals. There's another doctrine that says He heals sometimes, sometimes He don't. It's not true. Sometimes He can't, because people don't have faith for what they're asking for. And that kind of faith comes from hearing the Word. That was a lady that went to Victory Christian Fellowship many years before I came. And she had an illness. And she asked the pastor, she wanted to believe God for her healing. And it was I forgot whether it was cancer or diabetes. It was something bad. Life-threatening. But he said, Lester, I want you to study the Word a while first. And then I'm going to pray for you and you're going to get healed. And she did. She went and studied those healing scriptures and was faithful. And then she came back and He laid hands on her and healed. And she got healed and stayed healed. See, good teaching. People where I go to church, Pastor preaches healing, so people, they get healed. I got healed. I've been healed several times. I had a problem with my left elbow. I think it was arthritis. I don't know what it was, and I really don't care. But every time I swing a hammer, it would hurt. If I picked up something heavy, it would hurt. And he had a word of knowledge about praying for somebody's elbow. Well, the first time, It didn't hurt unless I picked up something heavy or used that sludge hammer. So I didn't go up for prayer because I thought I was all right. But the next day I picked up that sludge hammer and man, that pain came back. I said, next time that happens, I'm going to get prayer. Well, it happened two more times. He prayed for my elbow twice. The second time that pain was gone. He felt the anointing go in. I didn't. You don't know, you can't go by what you feel. You go by your faith. And I got, and it would, see, sometimes when Jesus laid hands on people, they were healed from that hour. Well, I was healed from the moment he laid hands on me. It began to manifest. In a few days, there was no elbow pain again, period. I never had a problem again. When I had the motorcycle wreck, Dr. Elder Elvis May at Pratt City, AOH, my knee was healing up and I had a limp because my knee was, it had been hurt and it would hurt when I run. And I kind of forgot about my knee, but I saw the anointing on him, and I just went and got prayer because I saw the anointing on him. And when he laid hands on me, I was blessed. And in those days, I was off on Monday, so that Tuesday, after the Sunday he laid hands on me, I said, I hadn't tried to run in a while, and I took off running to my truck just to see how my leg would do. And there was no pain. I could run like I used to. Within a week, I started working out again, and I never, ever had trouble with my left knee again, ever. And that was back in 2001. This is 2018. I had a motorcycle wreck in April of 2001, and he laid hands on me. It was May of 2001. Never had a moment's trouble. I've been healed many times. See, that's why God provided us, because we need it. Now, I would have had to suffer with a limp the rest of my life. I would have had elbow pains. My other knee started hurting, and Pastor prayed for it years ago. I would have been in trouble. But I can run, jump, leap, and I'm 54 years old. God loves us. Error. See, people can believe error just like they believe the truth of God's word. And now we need God's word. And people preach error because it's more convenient to people that don't know any better. And that's not wrong. That's just wrong. To quell the word of God to please tares. It takes courage to do it God's way. But if you take courage and do it God's way, you're going to be totally blessed. Following God is good, it's necessary, and that's what's going to happen now to win the lost. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.